And joining us right now is the Patriots offensive lineman, Matt Light, who just strolled in. How you doing?
Got to
turn that little. Got to hit that stupid little red button.
Here we go.
There you go. There you go.
I'm in.
I'm good. So, what should fans who are panicking out there take out of last night's game from your perspective?
Well, you know, I mean, at that point in the preseason, it's a lot about getting some of the guys. I think that they want to get more of a look at some reps. I think you saw a lot of the guys that came in after the first couple series out there battling for a position on the team. And, you know, unfortunately, I think this is kind of the toughest part of camp for, you know, a lot of the vets and more so for the coaches when they have to make these final cuts. And, you know, that's no fun. I mean, you guys know what it's like to be in that locker room when they start tapping guys and they're at the door. So,
who is the Turk here?
You know, I stay away from those guys. They change a little bit. You know, it's like the white buffalo. They come in and they're
It usually depends on the stature of the player getting cut, too. Usually a veteran who's been around a while will get the call either directly from the Pioli or Belichick. So it's, you know, it all depends on who you are and what's going on. I don't see that happening this year, though.
I know everybody's supposed to be professional all the time and everything else, but how different is it knowing that Tom isn't going to play? It's a fourth preseason game. How excited can you be about run blocking? I know that, you know, people are calling it panic in all different ways. It's ridiculous for a fourth preseason game. How do you guys handle that? I mean, it's obviously you're supposed to be professional and show energy and play balls to the wall all the time, but everybody knows it's a little bit different.
Well, I mean, it's definitely different in that it doesn't count. But at the same time, as a player, you sit there and you tell yourself, hey, this is the last shot I have before going out and playing for real. So you have to work on all the things fundamentally that you need to make sure that you have in check. And because those things don't just come to you. You know, you work hard, and, you know, some of us didn't get as many snaps. Unfortunately, I wasn't out there as much as I thought I was going to be. So this game for me was, you know, getting back into the feel of, you want me to get that? I got it.
I go with the Aussie.
It's my mom.
It's Fred.
I was going to say that. It was Zoe's mom. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm taking
my mom's listening.
I'm taking the hits for you, okay?
That's funny.
I'm taking the hits. No, but, you know.
It's charge.
There you go. But it's you know, it's all about going out there and just, you know, having the mindset that you got to work on all the little things that you personally have to get better and see how it goes.
Speaking of taking a hit, I mean, obviously you've got your first action last night. Granted, it was preseason, but, you know, Logan was on with the guys in the afternoon. He said, "Boy, it felt good to see Matt on my left, and, you know, Dan's in there, but, you know, obviously Tom's not in that huddle." And you've heard detractors before saying you couldn't block guys X, Y, and Z, but now you're kind of underappreciated. Like, when the hell is Matt Light coming back? Talk about, you know, how long it's been till you got back here, and, you know, trying to get that five group of guys together.
Yeah, you know, it's never fun when you go into camp and you have something unexpected happen, and that's what happened with me. I had a great, what I felt was a great off season, and you know, healthy. I think when you have a healthy off season and you're not going through any type of you know, off season surgery or anything like that, that's a good season. And you know, we worked really hard in the off season to put ourselves in a position to come into camp, and, you know, the first 3 or 4 days of camp were great, and then you know, unexpected things happen, and I've been sitting around for a month, so it was great to get back out there. And I think everybody knows the importance of having continuity and guys that are familiar with each other on that offensive line, and to be able to work well and all those things, because there's things that Logan and I do just instinctively that, I mean, it just makes sense. You know, we don't have to say something.
Yeah.
You know, we just know that.
Trust them.
Yeah, and guys on the other side of the line might say it differently, and we have our own terminology just because we understand, you know, where each guy's coming from. So
now, how did you feel last night in respect to what kept you off the field earlier?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, we didn't play long. So, you know, it's like, it was great to be back in pads. It was great to be back out there in that atmosphere. And, you know, obviously that atmosphere isn't probably the most welcoming either. The highlights on the Jumbotron weren't exactly, Patriot favorites, put it that way. But it was great to be back out there. And, you know, I'm looking forward to a great week of preparation. We got a couple extra days to sneak in here before our season opener. And, you know, it's gonna be a fun week.
How has Bill coached you guys during this preseason any differently, or has his attitude been a little bit different as opposed to previous years?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that if there's one thing that I'd say about how he does things, it's just very consistent. I think anybody that's ever been around Bill would say that, you know, he's a pretty consistent guy. He's not going to throw too many curveballs. But, you know, basically it always comes down to, you know, a few key things, and it's, you know, hard work, being tough, you know, mentally and physically, and just going out there and working hard every day and trying to get better each day. And those core principles don't change from year to year.
Off of what he asked you with Bill, how cranky has Scar been, given the fact that you guys, you know, number-wise, you got a lot of guys going down. You just got back. Steven's not there. How cranky has Scar been? Steve's had him. I've had him. And he's not a happy camper at times, but has this been a tough camp on Skarnecia?
He's an angry elf. He is a South Pole elf. Yeah. No, but there has been quite a mix-up in our group, and that's not been the case. You know, I think we've had 3 or 4 years where it's been pretty much the same cats, the same faces, yeah, the same names. And no, he's doing good. I think he's taking his medication.
That's good.
Yeah.
But the fans don't see that. I mean, you know, of course, you know, when Tom's not in there in games, you know, a closed portion of practice, you guys are operating with the first unit. Is that crisp when Brady's in the huddle at that time?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't think there's any. You know, I had to tell myself that this offense isn't really that different from what we had last year. Now, I'm not saying last year has any effect on where we're going to go this season or anything else. I mean, we all know that's not the case. But we did do some pretty good things last year on offense. Yeah, so I had to think that we don't have to reinvent the wheel here. We just have to, you know, each guy take it upon themselves to do a little bit more, work a little bit better together, especially up front, and let's go out there and execute.
In the light of what was one of the more incredible offensive output seasons last year, what can you do better after reviewing last year?
Wow, man. I always tell people, if you sat in our meetings after each game, you would realize that there is quite a bit to improve upon. But, you know, I think I think one of the obvious things is that we need to be more consistent in our running game. You know, I don't think that we gave our backs the best blocking after, you know, week 8. You know, going up into, or whenever, I mean, actually when Sammy went down, there was obviously a little bit of a shuffle in the backfield. But, you know, I just don't think that up front we did enough for our backs and to give, you know, our quarterback and everybody else confidence in our running game. So we can definitely improve our running game. We can definitely improve some of our play action stuff to give Tommy some more time. I mean, there are a lot of things that we can do offensively. And I'm only speaking for our unit, you know, the five linemen. But there are things out there that, you know, we work on and we've been working on a lot.
That's true. But also, and I agree with you, at some point the last four games of the regular season. However, in the playoffs, certainly against Jacksonville and certainly against San Diego, being able to run the clock out 9 minutes and 12 seconds, offensive line had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, we did. But yeah, I'll tell you, you get a lot of that from other areas. You know, like a lot of people want to say how great we did up front blocking for Tommy. But, you know, in essence, some of that was us. Mm-hmm. A lot of that was him getting rid of the ball. A lot of that was receivers getting open, especially during, you know, in man coverage. All those little things. Everybody has to understand that it's not just one unit doing a great job and that lets everybody else do it. Everybody works together, and that's the that's the beauty of this offense. And I think that what you saw in the playoffs was that, you know, our running backs were getting downhill and they were running hard, and we did block a little bit better. But then again, everything's intensified, you know, at that point as well.
How much of that is mindset and how much of it is execution?
I think your mindset's always there, especially, you know, I think for a group of guys that have played together for a long time, I think our mindset's there. I think for the most part, it comes down to the execution part. And you know, when you're playing against, you know, some really good talent 1 week at one position, you have a little breakdown there and you try to come back from that. I mean, I think it always comes down to execution for us up front.
There's a good chance tomorrow when the cuts come down at 4 that this Patriots team can keep 5 running backs and to where all 5 can't contribute. When you look at the running game, does that bode differently for you if somebody else is in the game? Do you block, say, that defensive end, or do you and Logan, you know, combo on that linebacker differently if there's a different guy in there? Or do you approach each running play as the same guy is in there?
Yeah, I've never had a thought in my mind as to who's in the backfield or how we're going to do things. I mean, we have very, very strict rules up front. I mean, we are trained pigs. I mean, in
essence, watch Lamont Jordan. I mean, if there's no hole, he's gonna run into it. He's gonna try and make a hole.
He's got great vision, and he'll find an open area even when they're packing that 7th, 8th defender down in the box. I mean, he's gonna find an open hole. I can say that for all of our guys. You know, I thought last year watching Sammy run the ball as the new guy, you know, not not taking anything away from the guys we got. I mean, Lawrence is obviously a shifty type back, a guy that can create some big plays. And when he gets in the open field, he can definitely stretch that defense. I think Kevin, we all know what Kevin does. I mean, he's kind of priceless. You can't really put a tag on him. And then what Sammy did last year as the new guy coming in really brought a lot to our offense. He's having him back healthy is great. And then Lamont's just one more.
It's been 6.5 months there or so since that event that took place in Phoenix. I can't even say it. But
Pete's got it down to a minute and hour.
Is it?
You mean that dinner we had on the 2nd?
Yeah, nice that was it. Yeah.
Valentine's Day?
The party we had on the 1st?
I picked that tab up, too.
What? Okay.
You guys never miss a meal.
That's a good point.
But do you still feel angry about it, or is it you're totally blocked it out now, everything is in the past, and
like
you're just
Pete
focusing
has.
On Kansas City? Well, I have for the most part. I always wonder how the players feel about it, because there were times where I woke up in the middle of the night screaming and yelling. I still can't watch it. I mean, I still can't watch it.
Because you were hungry.
Oh, no, that's true. But, I mean, I still can't. How do you guys feel about it? Is it completely in the past, or is it something that, not that it's lingering, are you still angry about it?
No. I mean, I think you keep everything in perspective. Well, maybe not if you're a rookie. Maybe if you're a younger guy, or maybe if you're a guy on your way out and it was your last. I mean, there's obviously differences for everybody. But for me personally, you know, I think it was actually fairly soon after the game that I just basically told myself, you know, it didn't go the way we wanted it to. That's life. Mm-hmm. And fortunate to have been there some other times, and it had gone our way. And you're going to learn from all of it. So did I want to come back in and watch it? No. Did we come back in and watch it? Yeah, every snap, every single snap, and evaluated every bit of it. And thankfully, we did that, because I know that every guy in that room learned something from it. When we come back out, we'll, you know, try not to do that one again at least, right? we can try that. But, yeah, we've moved on. I mean, it's one part of our history and one part of what we've done out there on that field, and I don't think that's going to be the determining factor in who we are, what defines us. What we're going to do now is go out there and hopefully have another successful season and take it a week at a time.
Have you seen anybody in camp, whether it's a young guy or maybe a vet, step up and perform better than maybe people thought he would have?
No. Again, I don't know. I don't evaluate much. You know, I think we're so focused just by position that I really don't even know, to be honest with you, anything outside of our offensive line or us as an offense. You know, I mean, it's interesting. You know, we watch so much film and all that stuff, but you're so glued into what your position's doing or what the guy, you know, in front of you is doing, whatever it is, whatever the case may be, that I don't get into that too much. But I know that we've had a lot of guys working hard, and you know, unfortunately, that we have had to deal with some injury issues this preseason. But we'll get those guys back.
Does this rookie class get it? I mean, you've seen a bunch of classes, you know, come in here and go out that door. This group more so than any other. And Bill Belichick has talked about it, that, you know, this is a pretty impressive group of rookies as far as, you know, understanding what we're trying to do.
Well, they didn't start out making us laugh as much as I would like.
I mean,
to have
not
as
a lot of hazing, you know what I mean?
Well, no, we don't haze.
Not
but
haze,
but we
but
do we do officially. We do encourage them to, you know, have a joke or two, and
yeah.
And to be honest with you,
we're serious, right?
Early in the camp, it was very, yeah, they went to the rookie symposium and they were like the smartest rookie team in the entire rookie symposium. They came back, they were pretty high, on emotional high over that. And then we got into camp, and I think some of them
get a little
tired.
They give you a test? I mean, how they find that out there?
I mean, well, I don't know. They do something at the rookie symposium.
Crayons, they color?
I think it has something to do with water coloring, yes.
Yeah.
And cornhole. You guys play cornhole?
Shapes.
Tic-tac-toe.
Right. Right. So, you know, then they come in, and they weren't that great at the jokes and all that kind of stuff. But they've stepped it up, and I think, you know, on a serious note, I think you know what some of our young linebackers have done, and what some of these defensive backs are doing now.
Mayo's here before Belichick, for crying out loud. Mayo's watching film before Bill even gets here, I've heard. I mean, he's just a filmaholic.
That's got to be impossible.
No,
it's
got to be.
I've been attacked.
It's got to be impossible. He's a rookie. Come on.
No, I know, but it's got to be refreshing to see a guy like that who really, you can tell he loves playing the game, and even more important, he wants to learn. You know,
yeah.
As much as possible, as soon as possible.
He's got a great attitude, and I think guys enjoy being around him, and that's not easy for a rookie to do.
Can you ever pay $11 million for a piece of dirt?
No way.
Hey, Brady, does he fork down what? What did he take out? A loan for over $8 million? For $11 million on a piece of dirt out in West Coast.
Really?
You didn't hear about that yet?
In California?
No, I'm missing
it. You serious?
I get all my news from you guys. Yeah.
It's actually just, it's going to be a big hunting lodge.
He bought a plot of land for $11 million.
Yeah, it's a big hunting lodge for his offensive line. You know that.
I'll tell you what.
Shoot some ducks
out
there,
he is the best. He is the best. Anytime we can do that. Hey, and while we're speaking of hunting,
absolutely. We got coming up.
Can we talk about that for
one second? Absolutely, absolutely.
Nice segue. Trying to get you into that.
Thank you.
What do you got going on?
The force is strong in you.
You've got the gift.
Well, we have the fourth annual Matt Light Celebrity Shootout, which sounds a little, people say it's shooting, right? Sporting clays. It's a great, great game. I don't know if you guys have ever shot. I mean, you've done some shooting.
Play paintball a lot.
Paintball.
Just like same thing.
It's golfing with a shotgun is what it is. Nice. So you go around in a course. There'll be stations, which are just like holes. At every station, there'll be two different targets. The targets are crazy. One might be a rabbit flying across the ground. Now, it's not a real rabbit. It's obviously a clay target. And so you're shooting at all these different targets. It's a great, great day. The money goes to benefit our foundation, the Light Foundation. And we do a lot of great work with a lot of great kids. And one of the programs, people always ask me, you know, what do you do? You know, they always want to know, where's the money going? And I'll tell you, man, we had a cultural leadership camp out on the Cheyenne Reservation in Montana where we took kids from New England and kids from the reservation and mixed them together for 2 weeks and did a lot of great things. And really, when the kids got into it, they kind of had a little chips on their shoulder. When they left, man, they were completely different kids. They were all holding their head high. And we get a lot out of it. I personally get a lot out of it. And our board is great. And this event, it's unique, man.
When is it? September 9th?
September 9th is a Tuesday after our first game. It's down at Addyville East Farms in Mapleville, Rhode Island. Matt Light.
Shooting setup.
Yeah, it's a great 900-acre sportsman club that is just absolutely fantastic. We have a great band, the Nate Mott Band. They're incredible. They're going to be performing after dinner. Capital Grill's doing it. Lenny Clark, great comedian.
Always
he's going to be out there helping us out with the auction and there for the festivities.
A lot of current guys show up.
You know what? We have, this is our fourth year. We have probably 25 to 30 of my teammates that come down. We got some Bruins players.
Now, Pac-Man Jones isn't coming because, you know, that could be dangerous.
He lets it rain.
You know, it could be bad.
You're right. Yeah, there's certain guys we do not ask to come down to the shootout. But we haven't lost anybody yet. I said,
well, that's good.
And it's great marketing.
Yeah.
Can we bring our own guns?
You can bring your own gun,
Excellent.
Bring your own gun. Come out. Have a great time. We have a few teams available left. It's a foursome. Grab some buddies. And, you know, it's great, too, because my thing as a player is I want to make sure that it's painless for my guys to come down and support this thing. So I never put them with a person, like directly with someone.
Right.
Because you guys have seen this. You guys have probably been to an event, and you're stuck with a group of guys, and you're like, oh, this is brutal.
Yeah. Every golf home I play
in. But this is a better – this is
This is a better concept,
though. Yeah. We put our foursomes going clockwise, and then the celebrities pair up together, and they go counterclockwise. So at every station, you meet a different group of players, and then those guys aren't stuck with the meathead that, you know, whatever.
Who's best shot on the team?
You know, Copen's coming back to defend his title.
Why am I not surprised?
Mankins won it, I think, the year before that. And you know, Paxton, amazingly so, he does hold a shotgun sideways. It's a West Coast thing. But he actually, and I'll tell you, the Needs Glasses Award last 2 years, I believe, has gone to Ellis Hobbs. So if you're going to fear someone, it wouldn't be him. With a gun in his hand. So,
well, one last thing. Who put the crutches in Brady's locker this week?
Did that happen?
That happened too. Yeah.
Yeah. I keep hearing about that, and my goodness. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's rotten.
Well, I wouldn't. That's terrible. Who would fall for that? One of those ESPN bozos might fall for it and have it scrolled on the screen.
How can you do that?
Well, Matt, thanks a lot for stopping by. Good luck with your event on Tuesday the 9th, and hopefully we'll try.
Is our phone number or website?
Then go to mattlightfoundation.org, or they can dial 781-635-4448 for more information.
Excellent.
All right, Matt Light.
Good seeing you back.
Offensive line. Thanks.
Yeah, good to be in.
And good luck on next Sunday against – actually, we'll see you next Friday before the game.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. See you, Matt.